Well, Taylor Swift hasn't been single for a couple of years, I guess, technically, theoretically, but now she is forever stolen. She is forever taken. Travis Kelce put a ring on it. And, I mean, good for him, man. I mean, you talk about a power couple. You talk about those two are, I mean, whatever kid they make might be the luckiest human being alive on planet Earth. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that legally she was still single, right? Like, I still
legally, I guess.
Yeah, I still put single on my taxes, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, well, filing tax a little bit differently. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, they've been dating for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, but good for them. I mean, I like, seriously, I know people are tired of that storyline and, you know, seeing her in the booth and everybody gets all cranky and whatever. I used to get cranky about that stuff. I just don't care anymore. And I don't care that she goes to games, and I don't care that she walks in and what she's wearing. I don't care. Okay. But for them to build that relationship with as public as, I mean, think about it. She's 10 times the star, maybe more, than he is, right? And he's a pretty damn big star. She might be 100 times bigger star than Travis Kelce is. For them to build that relationship to the point where they decided to move forward and get married, and who knows when they're going to get married. I presume next summer, but I have no idea. Pretty impressive. I mean, not easy to do. I mean, if you just think about, like, all of the relationship issues that each one of us has, right? Hard, confusing, tough, whatever the case might be. And no matter how good your relationship is, and it doesn't just have to be a relationship like to get engaged. I mean, I'm talking about with friends, I'm talking about with kids, whatever, with colleagues, coworkers, whatever the case might be. Think about how difficult those can be to navigate sometimes. And then think about, what if you're Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? Now, listen, obviously, money is not an issue at all. So you could do a lot of things that normal people can't do. But think about, from that respect, how hard it must have been with her doing an international tour for a long time, with him playing football and what is required of that. And yes, he gets plenty of time off. And yes, I'm sure she had plenty of time off, but still, being in the public spotlight all the time, not being able to go out and have a meal without having security around. And again, this is the price of being famous, but it's not easy all the time. It's not easy to make it work, and they made it work, apparently. So kudos to them. Congratulations to them. I don't know why anybody would be upset. If anybody is, I don't know why anybody would make fun of them if anybody is, but I see a lot of stuff on social media of NFL fans being upset that she's at games or that they're at a certain point in their relationship. And I would just say this, grow up. Like, I don't want to see her on TV all the time either because I don't care. But it's not it's not driving me crazy. It's not making me mad. Just grow up. She's famous. The NFL is going to put her on television because they know it attracts eyeballs. That's all they care about. They don't care about anything else other than ratings. That's it, period. And she has been great for ratings. She has boosted ratings single-handedly. Single-handedly. All right. We told you about some of the veteran wide receivers, KJ Osborne, Chris Moore, Michael Gallup yesterday. It looks like, and I want to be clear here, that we still have a ways to go until 4 o'clock. And even after that, we could still hear some things. And quite honestly, things can change, right? Just because you make the initial 53-man roster today, that could be very different tomorrow. Very different. And certainly even after tomorrow, right? So the Commanders right now, again, have Terry McLaurin, we talked about this, Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, those four. and Deebo Samuel, 5. I feel pretty good about those 5. The question is whether they're going to take a 6th. And that, I think, pretty much comes down to Ja'Cory Brooks or nothing. Now, Ja'Cory Brooks has been interesting during the preseason, right? I think he's looked the part. You can make all the arguments in the world that you want for Ja'Cory Brooks over Luke McCaffrey just based on what you've seen in a couple of preseason games that you all tell me means nothing. But maybe you're going to be right. I don't think you're going to be right, but maybe you're going to be right. But Ja'Cory Brooks, as a 6th wide receiver, would make some sense, right? We know that he's got talent. We know he's got some pedigree. We know this. But that doesn't mean, just because you do that and flash in the preseason, that doesn't mean you automatically get a spot. We've seen it time and time and time and time and time again. Yeah, I mean, it's not like he lit the world on fire. He's got 10 catches, 90 yards. I understand he's had some bad quarterbacks throwing him the football. Got it. Jaden didn't even throw a pass in the preseason. I got it. I've seen him in practice. He's looked fine. Nothing like that would make your jaw drop, right? Has he had a better camp than Luke McCaffrey? Of course he has. Is he the same as Luke McCaffrey? No. No, he's not. So, again, I think McCaffrey makes it, as we said last week. He had, 5 catches the other day? He doesn't have very much production in terms of yardage, but at least he was consistently getting targeted on a lot of short, quick passes and then falling down or getting tackled pretty quickly. At least they got his hands on the ball. And I think that was, hey, if we're going to go forward with this project, we need to at least make sure you can fill one of those roles of a high volume around the line of scrimmage type guy. One of the things that we lost and decided to give up on in Olamide Zaccheaus and Jamison Crowder. And again, very different skill set than De'Ami Brown. So I think Luke McCaffrey, a kick return, which he did down the stretch last year and did okay, did fine. He has not returned a kick in games so far in this preseason. You can't forget about that role. Yes, Jalen Lane might be able to fill that role. Yes, Noah Igbinoghene, if he's on the roster, might be able to fit that role. They each had one kickoff return this year. Demetric Felton is not going to be on the roster. Kazmir Allen is not going to be on the roster. They've returned most of the kicks. They have 16 total returned kick returns between the two of them. I don't think either is going to be on the roster, but neither has been cut or reported cut yet. So I think, again, Luke McCaffrey is on the roster. I haven't wavered from that at all. The question for me is whether they take a sixth receiver, and go with Ja'Cory Brooks, right? Because that's, like, we know, again, unless they're going to get rid of McCaffrey, which I'm not expecting, and I don't think anybody else is expecting, that closely follows the team, you would have to take a sixth receiver in order to take Ja'Cory Brooks. And I don't know how they make the numbers work at any other position unless somehow, some way, somebody's injured that we don't know of, that we're not expecting to come back and is going to be put on IR. Again, a Noah Brown. I mean, it's obviously not Terry, I don't think, right? Or somebody else at another position that was expected to make the roster, and they decide to take 6 because somebody else at another position went on the injured list that we're not expecting, and that theoretically opened up a spot for you to be a little heavier at receiver. So I don't think Ja'Cory Brooks ultimately makes it. I think you can probably get him through to the practice squad. Not definite, but I think you can probably get him through. But now with Gallup, Moore, and Osborne out of the way, which, again, all three of those were pretty much expected, I think it starts to shape the position. You still have guys like River Craycroft. You still have Jacoby Jones, right? Again, McCaffrey, even though I'm not expecting, I don't think anybody else is expecting that regularly covers the team is expecting. You still have Tay Martin. I don't think he's been cut yet. But the only guy that I see that even remotely has earned that opportunity would be Ja'Cory Brooks. And that's it.